The hospitals in our region are preparing for a potential onslaught of COVID-19 cases. The numbers aren't there yet. In Jackson County to date, only four people have required hospital admission. Just the same, Asante Health System has made some decisions about how to handle COVID-19 patients now and in the future. Asante runs hospitals in Grants Pass, Medford, and Ashland. And it is Asante Ashland Community Hospital that will get patients with moderate to mild cases of COVID-19. They are to be handled in an ICAR facility, that acronym standing for Infection Control Assessment and Response. Sheila Clough is the CEO at Ashland, Asante Ashland Community Hospital. She can explain what this means. Sheila, welcome back to the Jefferson Exchange.
Good morning, Jeffrey, and good morning to your listeners. Thank you for having me.
Good to have you. Let's start with the acronym. There are so many of these in healthcare. How do you pronounce? Is it ICAR? Is that how you say it?
Yes, we call it ICAR, and you're right. It stands for Infection Control Assessment and Response Hospital.
Okay, so what does that mean?
So essentially, when the Ebola crisis happened in 2016, our hospital was preparing to be an assessment hospital. And through that preparation, we were ready to take the infectious disease of an Ebola patient for about 96 hours. Once the Ebola crisis passed, then the Oregon Health Authority asked those hospitals to move towards preparing for a different infectious disease outbreak and becoming designated as ICAR facilities. And so Asante agreed to do that for Southern Oregon. And so over the last 3-4 years, Asante Ashland has been preparing to be ready for an infectious disease outbreak.
Are the procedures in an ICAR facility somewhat different from elsewhere in the same hospital?
I think it's more about the preparations and training that our organization has been undergoing over the last few years. Our staff has been trained at some of the highest levels for dealing with an infectious disease outbreak, trained by the Centers for Disease Control as well as the Oregon Health Authority. We also have some specialized equipment, and Asante has been investing in our infrastructure so that we can create special isolation wards to reduce the transmission of any infectious disease between patients.
All right, so I was going to ask if it involves the whole hospital. It sounds like not. Do you take essentially a portion of the hospital, a couple of wards or a ward, and dedicate that as the ICAR facility?
Yes, we have specific rooms, and as the rooms fill up, then we're able to designate additional wards to handle a patient population.
No, I guess this goes back, as you mentioned, to the Ebola outbreak in 2016 and concerns about that. So at that time, I guess Asante made the decision to designate Ashland and not, for example, Rogue Regional. What was the thinking that went into that?
I think it was we're uniquely positioned to be able to handle. We've got smaller units that we can section off that can keep patients in isolation and prevent any sort of transmission to other patients within the organization. And so that was a unique situation for Ebola, and then it continues to be a positive for our organization in this situation as well.
So is the plan to transfer people with the mild to moderate COVID-19 symptoms to Ashland from either Medford or Grants Pass?
Well, I think it's really important for your listeners to recognize that all indications from the Oregon Health Authority indicate that there is going to be a need for all hospitals in Southern Oregon to continue taking care of COVID-19 related needs of patients. And so not only Asante Ashland is prepared to do that, but all of our facilities in the Asante system. Asante Ashland just will be taking care of those patients with mild to moderate symptoms. And then more complex patients will be taken care of at Asante Rogue Regional.
Okay. Does that include people from Josephine County as well? I mean, will you take people from Three Rivers to I may be getting a little outside your zone of knowledge here, but what's the plan as you know it?
Yeah, so as we're trying to manage the patients with COVID-related needs within our entire Rogue Valley, our healthcare professionals are making determinations around where the best placement of those patients. And so some of those patients may be coming from Jackson and Josephine County, depending on their care needs.
Okay, so mild to moderate for the Ashland ICAR facility. Beyond moderate, though, you're talking about those will be at Asante Rogue Regional in Medford?
Correct, yes. Mm-hmm. Asante Rogue Regional is prepared and has the equipment and the personnel to handle those more complex patients that go through their illness.
So it sounds like the point is not so much patient care as just containment to make sure it doesn't get outside the ICAR facility.
Yeah, I think it's really important that we are preparing to make sure that there's no further transmission and that we're utilizing the isolation precautions and the appropriate equipment to manage the situation throughout the valley.
Sheila Kloh is our guest on the Jefferson Exchange, the CEO at Asante Ashland Community Hospital. We're talking about the ICAR facility designated there for handling mild to moderate COVID-19 cases. You can join the conversation with questions and comments at 800-838-3760 by phone, by email, jx@jeffnet.org. You mentioned the designation arising in 2016 from the Ebola outbreak and the bracing for that. I didn't quite understand what you're saying about the 96 hours. Was there actually a patient in the hospital at that time?
No, it was for the state tiered all of the hospitals in three tiers, and the tier that Asante Ashland was prepared to do was be an assessment tier, which meant that we were prepared, if needed, to be able to manage a patient with potential Ebola for 96 hours until the patient was either confirmed with Ebola and needed to be transported to a treatment facility, or they were not confirmed with Ebola and then could be managed outside of that isolation ward.
So the checklist of what happens to make something an ICAR facility, that's a CDC list, is that right?
It's a combination of protocols and training that's required from the CDC as well as the Oregon Health Authority.
Are there any things that the OHA layers upon on top of what the CDC requires?
No, they're pretty much in alignment, and it's really about helping to make sure that our staff understands to be able to identify and isolate patients with potential symptoms related to an infectious disease, and then making sure that our community is aware of what we can do to prevent infectious disease spread, and then also making sure that our facilities have the equipment and infrastructure to isolate infectious disease patients.
Does the Oregon Health Authority come down and inspect and say, look, okay, you're certified?
Yes, the Oregon Health Authority has done several inspections over the last couple of years. We've done tabletop exercises as well as surprise visits from the Oregon Health Authority just to monitor our preparedness and ensure that we're able to take care of infectious disease patients.
So give us an example, if you would, and granted, you haven't had patients, is there a COVID-19 patient in the hospital now?
I think all of our facilities within Southern Oregon are taking care of patients with COVID-related needs, and so we have been having those patients as well at Ashland.
So describe, if you would, I mean, I'm just trying to get a nitty-gritty idea of how this works with a particular patient. I mean, how the ICAR facility handles, what sorts of procedures go on that make sure that you do, in fact, control infection there?
I think it starts with our medical professionals who are all skilled throughout the Asante facilities to be able to identify the symptoms related to a COVID patient and then isolate the patient and make sure that patient gets into a room that is safe for not preventing preventing the transmission of that to other patients within the hospital. And then our staff, of course, are skilled at understanding how to put on their personal protective equipment properly and take it off properly to prevent the transmission as well.
So it's not just having the equipment, and we'll get to the issues of availability in a moment, but the actual process by which you put it on, take it off, you want to make sure you do it in a certain order so you don't touch the things that shouldn't be touched again?
Correct. Our staff has been training for the last couple of years and has continued to drill and prepare for how to safely put on their personal protective equipment and take that equipment off so that they keep themselves safe as well as keep others in the hospital safe.
And how is the supply of personal protective equipment for that unit and for Asante Ashland Hospital in general?
Yeah, personal protective equipment has been a pretty hot topic across our nation.
Yes.
And as you've heard, because of the constraints in the supply process, all hospitals across the nation are really struggling with this. At Asante, we've been really working on a threefold effort. First, conserve the amount of personal protective equipment and use it for the proper procedures. Second, we've been aggressively sourcing with all of the suppliers within the nation and across the world how to get more supplies. And then unique to this situation is we've also taken the stance of partnering with community vendors, manufacturers, community groups to manufacture personal protective equipment. It's a pretty unique situation that we find ourselves in terms of really focusing on a manufacturing element.
Indeed, it's people coming out of the woodwork, it seems like, and I understand fabric stores and craft stores have stayed open to make sure they can continue to provide the supplies.
Yeah, we are so grateful for our community. In the Rogue Valley, the community has really stepped up across Josephine and Jackson County. Businesses who have been willing to turn their operations into making personal protective equipment, people who are staying home who are making homemade masks. It's really heartwarming, and on behalf of all the healthcare professionals, we are so grateful for our community's support.
Sheila Clough was our guest on the Jefferson Exchange, the CEO at Asante Ashland Community Hospital, which has been designated or with an ICAR facility, Infection Control Assessment and Response, to handle patients with mild to moderate cases of COVID-19 within the Asante system. You can join the conversation on the exchange with questions or comments at 800-838-3760 by phone, by email, jx@jeffnet.org. You know, we're talking just within Asante, and again, hospitals in Grants Pass, Medford, Ashland, but there are also other hospitals in the region, and I wonder how much coordination when you get into a pandemic between those hospitals. I mean, is there much coordination to say, can you take them because we can't take these right now, that sort of thing?
Yeah, I think the hospitals within Southern Oregon, particularly in the Rogue Valley, have been really working closely together and trying to ensure that we're here for our communities during this challenging worldwide pandemic.
So as of yesterday, in fact, let me just click refresh and see if the numbers have updated at all. There were only 4 cases in Jackson County that had required hospitalization ever. That refers, I would think, to inpatients, though. And I'm just wondering if you're having people showing up at the emergency room in Ashland thinking they might have COVID-19.
Yeah, all of the Asante facilities have been having patients showing up in the emergency department with signs and symptoms, and we've been attempting to move them to our isolation tents in Medford and in Grants Pass to be able to, you know, keep those patients in a safe place to be able to assess their symptoms and get the testing if necessary and ensure that there's not any potential further transmission of the disease within our community.
You mentioned isolation tents in Grants Pass and Medford, but do you not have a tent in Ashland because you have the ICAR facility?
Well, the volume of patients that we're seeing in our emergency department is fairly low, and so within our emergency department, we do have specialized isolation rooms for patients who end up with respiratory symptoms needing to be triaged. We can put them in the isolation rooms right away and then handle their care from that point.
And Sheila, what has the hospital done with other medical needs, things like elective surgeries or things that, you know, are not urgent, you know, not somebody going to have a, you know, seriously worse quality of life if they hold this surgery off for a few months?
Right. You know, the governor did an executive order a few weeks ago and asked all hospitals across the state to really prepare for a surge of potential COVID patients. And so with that, is also an effort to preserve personal protective equipment. And with that order, all hospitals were asked to decrease the amount of surgeries being done. And as a result, Asante and other hospitals in our region did discontinue the non-emergency type surgeries and put those surgeries on hold for a number of weeks and months.
So is the patient census way down at Asante Ashland Hospital?
Yeah, the census has been affected greatly within all of our hospitals, and most, probably 50% of our patients in any given day are surgical patients. And so when you decrease those surgeries, you definitely end up with a lower census.
So it sounds like there are beds available, lots of beds available in Southern Oregon at the moment, but I guess the concern is those beds won't always be available.
Yeah, as we're looking at the curve, and I'm sure you and your listeners have heard of the curve of potential surge of COVID-related illnesses within our region, as we look at that curve, we're preparing for a time when we potentially may see an increase in patients. And so as of right now, we have ample capacity within our hospitals, but that capacity is being set aside to ensure that we are here to take care of any of our community members with COVID-related illnesses.
This must be somewhat nerve-wracking, then, I'm thinking, to be waiting for something to happen. You just don't know when it's going to happen.
Yeah, you know, this is probably a good time to thank all of our healthcare professionals who are on the front lines every day. This is a unique situation, and I think we're all anxious. We're all using this time to prepare our staff and our facilities to be here for the needs of our community. But it is a little nerve-wracking, I would say.
We have an email from, it looks like from Ashland. Don't have a name to go with the email address, but they just want to know, do the hospitals want home-sewn masks? Can you use them? If so, is there a special fabric needed?
Yeah, I think it's important to recognize that we're really thankful for our community members who want to help. And indeed, we would encourage you to reach out to the Asante Foundation, who is really organizing all of those community donations at this point.
Okay. We'll make sure we link to the Asante Foundation at our website on the landing platform for this story. I want to ask before we go, though, you came here from Wisconsin where the winters are super-duper cold. I can tell you from having spent a winter in Green Bay myself. Compare what we're talking about with bad flu seasons there, which I'm sure you had.
Yeah, this is, all organizations in all parts of our country have annual influenza seasons. And I would say that in this situation, what we're seeing from the Oregon Health Authority around the potential surge of patients does increase over the potential or the normal seasonal influenza season. So that's why we're all really grateful for all of the social distancing and all of the things that we've done to try to flatten that curve.
Now, I know you're not at the Asante Lab. I noticed this morning that the Asante Lab is going to participate in doing tests. Is there anything you can offer us about that?
No, I'm not in a position at this point to comment on that.
Okay. Well, I appreciate knowing that, and I appreciate your spending time with us to talk about the Ashland ICAR facility, ICAR for Infection Control, Assessment, and Response, to take in people with mild to moderate cases of COVID-19. At this point, as we mentioned, only 4 people have required hospitalization in Jackson County. Keep your fingers crossed. We keep the numbers low. Sheila Klo is the CEO at Asante Ashland Community Hospital. Thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you, Jeffrey. Have
All right.
a great day.
You too. And that'll do it for this hour of the Jefferson Exchange. We'll talk about insulting presidents, not how to, but the history of, in hour 2.